Elefante. Melodic to say and hard to explain. It's the name of a hand-built residence, a collection of buildings and sculptures 2 hours north of Phoenix. Its construction began more than 30 years ago as a painter's vision. He's now dead, but as KJZZ's Stina Sieg found out, his creation lives on, tucked away off a residential street in the tiny town of Cornville.
People say you can't put Elefante into words. You just have to be there. So here I am, headed down an overgrown, winding path on a 4-acre lot, lined with fake grass, beaten down by decades of sun and feet.
Yeah, this place does look like a mini golf course of sorts, except for more strange.
Cole Lati is the unofficial Elefante ambassador, who takes me past amorphous sculptures and little shacks drenched in color, and to Ryan Mattson, Elefante's executive director for nearly 6 years. He's one of a half dozen caretakers in their 20s and 30s that live on site in a small village of vintage trailers.
We bring a little bit of youth culture to Elefante.
And Mattson says they're continuing what painter Michael Kahn and his wife Lita Levant Kahn started here on the lush banks of Oak Creek more than 30 years ago. It's beautiful and shaded and used to be mistaken as public land before its owners asked the couple to be caretakers.
It was just a handshake.
Which grew into a tangle of structures made by two people with no architectural experience or plans, just spontaneous creativity.
It sort of unfolded from their minds or extended off of their canvas.
Oh, wow.
Notice the temperature gets very comfortable in here.
Yeah.
Half of the building is buried underground.
We're walking under the vaulted ceiling of Hippodome, which Mattson thinks of as the heart of Elefante. I want to say it looks like something, a colorful ear canal maybe, but the domed cathedral-like structure is a hodgepodge of so many things. Stacked rocks on the wall, a carpet mosaic on the floor, shiny mylar on the ceiling. Mattson says you couldn't get away with building something like this now.
Well, none of this was built to be resold. This was just built to live in. And it really became that extension of their heart.
That's a tradition Mattson and a core group of Elefante believers want to continue. They've spent the last few years raising awareness and money enough to purchase the land outright. Their mission? Explaining to the public why Elefante matters. Something co-creator Lita Levant Kahn puts this way.
Because it's the creative pulse that's working there, and that never stops.
People would tell her the place inspired them to change all the colors in their own home or throw out their furniture and build new pieces themselves.
I mean, but everybody was so excited.
And that excitement can still be felt. Back at Elefante, darkness has fallen over a monthly celebration of Elefante lovers. Jerome resident Jessica Laurel Reese is sitting underneath a wonderland of trees, sparkling with tiny projected lights.
I mean, there's a different resonance here. There's like this, you know, hyper creative, really beautiful whimsy everywhere. And I think that kind of follows you out of here.
And maybe nudges you to create something beautiful and strange and free of rules in your own life. Stina Sieg, KJZZ News, reporting from Elefante.